Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show can be found if you follow us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and follow us there now. On the phone with me now is Frank Adams. He is Executive Director of Cincinnati Computer Cooperative. It's our pleasure to welcome Frank Adams back to the show. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Rodney?
Good, good. So we had you on maybe about a year ago. So explain to our listeners, refresh our memories. Tell us about Cincinnati Computer Cooperative. Tell us about the program and the organization and what you guys do.
Well, Cincinnati Computer Cooperative is a nonprofit. We're based in Woodlawn. And what we do is we accept computers from businesses and refurbish them and then make them available to segments of the broader community. So to like senior citizens, or people on public assistance, or students of any age, other nonprofits.
Okay. And so those are all of those, basically all of those that are eligible for the computers that you guys have. So tell me about this. So the pandemic, I'm sure that really changed things for you guys. In what way?
Tremendously. We used to be largely volunteer-based. We'd have maybe 20 to 50 volunteers come in every week to do a lot of the sorting of things that we couldn't really refurbish and had to go off to be recycled. But starting in March last year, we couldn't really have them come in anymore. The demand went through the roof. Our sales were up for the first part of the pandemic. They were up about 60%. Over last year, because all these people who got laid off needed a laptop, or students needed a laptop for homeschooling, and we had one nonprofit order 500 desktops from us. So demand was soaring. At the same time, though, the supplies were dwindling off, so we ended up buying a lot of computers to sell them to the public, but. We've kind of changed our model now. We used to be more like a drive-up place for anybody to drop off their old electronics, but we're shifting over now to things from businesses because the business computers are just better for us to refurbish. They're more current. They can handle Windows 10. They can handle Office, whereas the consumer stuff, the onesie-twosies that came in, 95% of that just went to recycling because when people recycle their old equipment, it's usually been sitting in a closet for 10 years or something before it comes to us, and it's not really stuff we can use. So we've been focusing a lot more on business donations or buying refurbishable computers on the secondary market.
Okay, so when you talk about business computers, explain to us what that means. So in my mind, what I'm thinking is if you're a large company and you say you want to upgrade, you have 100 computers or 500 computers and you're upgrading everyone's computer, then you have computers that you don't want to use. You have those 100 or 500 computers that you can't use that you can then donate to you guys. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. Companies routinely we'll replace everything every 2 years. I think it's gone back to more like 3 or 4 years now. But they're still usable. They're still fairly current.
If I'm at home and I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, I might have a computer that I could donate, what are some of the parameters? You talked about not the ones that you've had in the corner for 10 years. That's really not that helpful. But give us some other parameters.
Well, something that is like an I-series processor, so like an i3, i5, i7, first or second generation is the bare minimum for that. Something that's current. And, if it doesn't meet that, if you've got like an old Pentium system sitting around, a Pentium 4, something like, I would take that to Cohen Recycling, and that way at least it will be handled properly and disposed of properly and all the metals extracted from it, that kind of thing.
All right. And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. On the phone with me now is our good friend Frank Adams. He is with Cincinnati Computer Cooperative. Now, let's talk about young people. And we talked about the pandemic, because I would believe, and you talked about this, and this is a very good point, is that when the pandemic hit, you know, you have kids at home that just had no access to computers at all. And then everything, they're asked for everything to be online, to be on computers. And then they are left behind. They're left behind the curve there. So these computers are very important.
Yes, they are. And our computers have all the software on them that they would need for schoolwork. For the computers for students, they also have Microsoft Office on them. So it have, they have Word, Excel, PowerPoint. Yeah, and we have laptops starting at $150 and desktops also for $150.
Okay, so take us through the process. Let's say I have a computer and I bring it down to you guys at Cincinnati Computer Cooperative. What's the next steps?
Well, the first thing we would do is take the hard drive out and it permanently erase all the data on it, so it's completely unrecoverable. Then we would put a new hard drive in and reinstall Windows 10 and with a legal license from Microsoft. And we'd also install Office on it. And, you know, we would test it thoroughly to make sure everything's working right. And then we would turn around and sell that to our constituents for a very affordable price.
Okay. And let's talk about, you mentioned this, but let's talk more about that very affordable price. Let's talk about the price point and who's eligible, again, for this price point. A lot of people are listening this morning and they heard your earlier price point and they're like, wow, that's a deal, but it's not available to just everyone, correct?
Right. It's either for students of any age, kindergarten through postgraduate, or if you're an adult and you've enrolled in some additional training, say Cincinnati State classes or something like that, you would qualify. Senior citizens are people over 55 years of age. Nonprofits, they'd have to show us their IRS letter saying they're a 501c3. Churches qualify as well. And anybody on public assistance, so somebody with like a SNAP card or on Medicaid, Social Security disability. We get a lot of referrals from the Cincinnati Association for the Blind. They would all qualify as well.
Okay, and what's the price point again?
Laptops started at $150. Our most expensive ones are $350. Desktops, we have some at $75, but our standard model is $150. And we also have a couple desktops that are more expensive because they have really new hardware and just faster everything.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. On the phone with me this morning is Frank Adams. He is with Cincinnati Computer Cooperative. For more information, you can reach out to us and you can follow us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now and like us there now and follow us there as well. Now, April is a very important month for you guys. Tell me more about that.
Well, April is, of course, Earth Day, isn't it, April? And so, we want to just make people aware that reusing a computer is also one of the greenest ways to handle electronic waste. I mean, if you reuse it, you save hundreds of pounds of fuel. It's like 500 something pounds of fuel goes into making a new computer and a screen, about a couple thousand gallons of water. And also recycling, when it goes through normal recycling, that's kind of energy intensive as well. But if you take that system and you extend the life of it, you just save all that. Reuse is absolutely the greenest way to go with it.
Okay. And so the ask this month is for individuals, everyone listening this morning, if you have a spare computer that you're not using, if you're a corporate organization, corporate America, and you're getting rid of your computers, but they're still usable, then you are asking that they would consider donating it to Cincinnati Computer Cooperative. Is that right?
Individual stuff, you know, unless you know that you have something really current, we'll accept that. But older systems, that kind of thing, I would suggest they take that to Cohen Recycling, C-O-H-E-N. Just Google it. They've got at least two locations, maybe three in Cincinnati. And they have a huge facility up in Middletown that is designed especially to handle electronic waste, and it gets broken down into its constituent parts and recycled for metals and things like that. But businesses, if you've upgraded your systems, call us 771 or area code 513-771-3262 or go on our website. That's www.c3computer.org. And there's a contact us form on there, and send us an email and we'll get right back to you. For business donations, if it's something like more than two or three pallets of computers, we can rent a truck and come up and pick it up at your facility. Individuals, we don't do pickup for.
So explain to us what it means to those that get these computers at this rate, you know, because, you know, that has to be life-changing. Tell me how this program has impacted people through the purchase of your computers.
Oh, we've been getting a lot of people now who are unemployed because of the pandemic, but who managed to get some sort of job where they work from home, but they don't have a laptop with a camera on it. And so, I mean, for $150, we have a very usable system for them. That's huge for them because then they have a source of income. For students, it's obvious they can do their homework, do their remote learning, which, you know, without some people try doing that like on their phone or on an iPad or something like that. And that's just not, doesn't really cut it.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. Again, Frank, if our listeners would like to reach out to you for more information, or if corporations would like to reach out to you, again, the numbers and the contact information.
Area code 513-771-3262, or our website is www.c3computer.org, or just Google Cincinnati Computer Cooperative. You'll find us that way for sure. We're located in Woodlawn. We've got like a 20,000 square foot warehouse there, and that's where we handle all the electronics.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Frank. I really do appreciate it, and best of luck.
Okay. Thanks very much, Rodney.